We on Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amad Aleph. We had heard in the Mishnah, Hayivome Sha'umra B'Seich Shloishim Yoim Leinivalti. If she tainted B'Teich Shloishim Yoim Leinivalti, Teifen Oisei Sheyach Leitzlo. So we force him to give Chalitza. La'achesh leishim yoim, if she says la'achesh leishim yoim leinivalti, mevakshim heimenu sheyach litzlo. And it seems in these two cases, he's makrisha, he says he was boil her. Teish leishim yoim, she is nemon, and we force him to give chalitza. La'achesh leishim yoim, he is nemon, and mevakshim heimenu sheyach litzlo. So the Gemara asks, "At shekayfen oisei lachloitz nichfenu liyabim? Why do you force him to give chalitza? Let's force him to be miyabim." So lachayreb shatan, the Gemara's kasha is as follows: he tainis, he was miyabim her. So fine. So she's your wife. So we boil her again. Why should we force him to give chalitza lefi dvoro? She's his wife, so let him be boil her again, and everything will be taken care of. Omar Rav b'shegito yoytzei mitachas yoto. It is speaking about he gave her a get already. So let's see what Rashi says. B'shegito yoytzei shenosa lo get. He gave her a get. Because al kedaitach, the Gemara understood now, what does that mean? Get gomo lebiyosayu. He was miyabim her. He gave her a get. That's what the get we see. She has the get. Gita yaitse metachas yoda. He gave her a get. So memele, now she says loinivalti. So he timed us, listen, I was miyabim who, and finished. So I'm not gonna remarry you. I gave you a get already. So now the shayla, but she tiny, she's also l'shuk. So teich shloishim, we force him to give chalitza, and lach shloishim, we're bevakish v'menu to give chalitza. That's how the Gemara understood the memra of Rav. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha, so you're making a nekimte. That the halacha of the Mishnah that says koifin oisei lachloitz was only said kshegita yoytze mitachas yoda. But if she doesn't have a get, so then it's koifin oisei liyabim. That's your teretz, meisvei. Yivome sha'omro b'seich shloishim yoim loinivalti. Bein shuhu oimer ba'alti, bein shuhu oimer loy ba'alti, kaifen oisei sheyach leitzlo. We force him to give chalitza. La'acher shloishim yoim. After shloishim yoim, mevakshim heimenu sheyach leitzlo. After Shloishim Yoim, see, she says, Loi Nevalti, so Mevakshim Emenu Sheyach Litzlo. So that's the same case like there is in the Mishnah. L'chei L'ach Shloishim Yoim is speaking about that he says, Baalti, so Mevakshim Emenu. He Oimeres Nevalti, V'hu Oimer Loi Baalti, Pumfaket. She says it was Nevalti. We'll see Rashi says this is speaking about La'achesh Loishim Yoim, which La'achesh Loishim Yoim, we assume that he was Boyolo. V'hu Ayim Eloi Baalti, Hareze Yoitzi Beget. So he has to give her a get. But let us see Rashi. He a meres nivalti la'achesh loishim koi. This is talking about la'achesh loishim. Yaitzi beget imbo lahaitziya baya beget dehi nemenes That means if he wants to, he says he never was boilo. But in bolo heitzia daya beget, if he wants, he daya beget, he can give a get. And lagabi the shaila of chalitze, he tain is loy baalte, the hine menes, the kula hai loy mukim. So, that's this halacha. By her, it's Shabi Nafsha that she's an Ashes Ish. There's a Chazak also, she's an Ashes Ish that he was boil her. So a get will be sufficient. We don't have to worry about Chalitza. Hu Aimer Baalti. Now this is also speaking about after Shloshim. Hu Aimer Baalti. Vehi aimeres loinivalti. So we already heard before that the loch is mevakshin emenu on chalitze. Af al pi shechosa va'oma loibaalti. Then he himself said loibaalti. Sorich get vachalitze. So let us see Rashi. Tzricha get, biyosa, mishim da'oma ba'alti. He said ba'alti. Ula'ache shloishim yoim, ihi mehemo. Ba'chalitze, mishim dehi shavisa lenavsha chaticha de isura. So, let us first understand this halacha. So, he had said first ba'alti. When he said ba'alti, he was nemo. Baalti lachash loishim, the mukimin nishanavshe. So baalti he's nemo. Now, and she says loini baalti. So, in order for her to get muta l'shuk, she needs a get because he's nemo to say baalti. That what he says later loi baalti mehechit teisi. He said a lie once. Mehechit teisi, the second one is the truth and the first one is the lie. Akelt, on the first one he has nemonis. On the second one he doesn't have nemonis. So a get she needs. La loche, she's not mutter to get married till she'll get a get. Abo, she said loy nivalti, so there's a din shav yanav shechaticha di yisure, so she needs chalitza. So that's what it says. So in this case, she needs a get, because he said ba'alti, after shloishim, and she needs chalitza al shav yanapshim. But what's a midekoma tzricha get? So since it says here tzricha get, mechlal de be'en lo get askino. So it seems till now we're learning that not gito yoytze mitachas yode. He tells us a halacha. He said nivalti, you need a get. So let's go back to the reisha. So the maiktoni reisha koifin lachloitz nichfinu liyabim. So why does it say in the reisha that koifin oisei lachloitz? Let's force him to be miyab. Yeah. Oma Rabbi Ami tzricha chalitza im gito. She needs chalitza with the get she had already received. Let us see Rashi. Oma Rabbi Ami la'olam b'shegito b'yoto. Now, the teretz I told you in the beginning, that's the true teretz. It's speaking about she has already a get. V'hochi koma, tzricha chalitza im gita. That means even though she has a get. But she needs chalitza also. She needs chalitza. Now, before we go further, let us, Rashi is going to ask a kashin and say a teretz, but let us just, let us look back in the loshen of the Baraisa. The Braise says as follows, on this halacha, Hu oimer ba'alti, vihi oimeres loini ba'alti. Fine. Af alpi shechozo va'omaloi ba'alti, tzorich get v'chalitze. So what's the af alpi? So poshid yelurim shat, that even though uschozo va'omaloi ba'alti, he was chozo. So now, lefi dvorov, she doesn't need a get. And lefi dvoreho, she also doesn't need a get. Steht in der Bereise, even though that is true, but since before he said ba'alti, it's tzorich get. So that's very good if the halacha is, he has to give her a get. So the afalpi is very good. So even though now he says loy ba'alti, afalpi sha'oma loy ba'alti now, you still need a get because before he said ba'alti, he had an amonis before. But if you're telling me that it is speaking about that she has a get already, she had a get, the get is no shaila, so what's the afalpi? What is the afalpi shechozal v'oma loy ba'alti? Even though he said loy ba'alti, so tzorich get, so it means so chalitza ima get. He says the get needs chalitza, so afalpi that he says loy ba'alti, tzorich chalitza fakert. Not afalpi. He says loy balti. She says loy balti. So it's afalpi tzorich chalitza. So this is a shnei kelachim problem. So Rashi says va'afalpi diktoni. So what's the afalpi? A mevakshim koi. That we're mevakish from him on chalitza. V'hochiko. Af al pi shechozal va'oma loy ba'alti. The ikal emeima koifin l'choira. We should now say koifin. He says now loy ba'alti. And she says loy ba'alti. So l'choira we should say koifin. Hoyol umoide. Af lohochi ein koifin. Elo tzricha chalitza. She needs chalitza. V'iloi boi lemechletz loi kafino. The samchinen adibure kamo hoyo lalachesh loishim yoimu. So that's the afalpi. Tzorich means she needs, but not, we can't do anything about it to force him to give chalitza. So that's pshat, not the afalpi shechosav obolei ba'alti. Tzorich chalitza ima get. The get she has already. Tzorich chalitza. She needs chalitza. But we can't say any loshin more forceful than that. We can't force him to give chalitza. And l'chayre pshat in this halacha is, he says now loy ba'alti, l'chayre the din koifin, a bezn is koife. Bezn is koife according to the ideas that bezn has. That means like this. Before he said ba'alti, so he has an amonis on ba'alti. Lach alamed, he has an amonis. So bezn knows he has an amonis on ba'alti. When he says loy ba'alti, there's no nemonis. That means, so here we have a nemonis of ba'alti. When he says loy ba'alti, there's no nemonis on loy ba'alti. He says loy ba'alti. Bezdin can't be koy for him if I have on record a nemonis of ba'alti, and I can't prove that this ba'alti is wrong. So, since he said ba'alti, and when he said ba'alti, he was nemon to say ba'alti, so Bezin lost the koyach hakfiyah. What he's saying now, but that's not a birur in the etzim shaila, because he doesn't have an nemonis to say loy ba'alti, especially when he said before ba'alti, and ba'alti he had an nemonis, lachash loish. So therefore, Bezin can't be koy for him, because he's moide now loy ba'alti. That's the afalpi. Rav Ashi Yoma, So the Loshen Zashtikol Dochet, but that's a Rabbi Ami Ilayim Pshat. Ravashi Yoma Hosom Get Lizikosai, Hocha Get Libiyosai. Let us see Rashi. Rav Ashi Yoma Lo'ilom Tzriche Get Ache Levad Get Horishin. No, tzorich get v'chalitza, tzorich chalitza ima get. No, tzorich get v'chalitza, you need a get. Lo'em tzich get ache levad get horishin. That means, that what Rav said b'shegito yoitze mitachas yodo. That's true, he gave her a get. That what the Beraisa says, tzorich get, that's also true. She needs another get. What's that to get? The wholesome get lesikosoi. Rav meant that when he had given her a get, he had given her a get lesikosoi. That means, before he was miyabim her, he gave her a get lesikosoi. The get we had in Rav Gamliel, yesh get ach a get, there's a get which is equivalent to a chalitza, which passels are on him, either Rabbon, and passels are on the brothers, and Rabbon the Kalayivne. That what Rav said he gave her a get, the story is talking about that she has a get lizikosai. That means we looked at the get mistab is klom, mistab a different nusach a get. The get was written for the zikah. That was before anything, before the whole parsha started, he gave her a get lizikosai. Right? Now, Toich Shloishim, she says, you weren't miyabim me. He wasn't allowed to be miyabim. That's besides the point. And he says, I was miyabim you. I was miyabim. I was miyabim you. So, Memeila. So the Mishnah says, so the Baraisa says, Koifen Oisoi Lachlitz. So, Zicha Koifen Oisoi Lachlitz. We won't force him to be miyabim. Because there's a get yaitim mitachas yodoy. She's also leivim midarabonah. So that's what Rav said. Rav said begita she yaitim mitachas yodoy, speaking about that she has in her possession a get lizikoso. That's that. Fine. So mamela, there's no kaifen oisoy liyabin because he's not allowed to be miyab. But now we're talking about La'achesh Loishim. He said, first he said, Ba'alti. And then she says, Loi Nivalti. Then he says, Vaita Loi Ba'alti, Zmoideta. So this, he says, Af Alpi, Sha'oma Loi Ba'alti, even though he said Loi Ba'alti. But before he said Ba'alti, is Tzricha Get. Now she needs a get for the beer. Now she needs a get for, she's an Eishasi, she said, Ba'alti, she's an Eishasi, so she needs a get for the beer. So that's the Afalpi. And she needs Chalitza also, Chav Yenavshe. So Memele, Rav Ashi was Miyashiv. Rav was talking about one type of a get Lezikosoi. The Baraisa says, Tzrich a get is speaking about a get Lebiyosoi. Inshallah, Al Yisrael. Now let us see Rashi in a bit. Ravashi yoma loilom tzriche get ache levad get orishin. The awesome get lezikosei. The first get was a get lezikosei. V'nivse lo'olom. And she became posel. Lefichoch loy nachvina liyabe. So that was pshat and Rav's teretz. That we can't force him to make yibum because he gave everybody a get lezikosei. But now he said Ba'alti, Tzrich get lebiyosai. Now he needs a get lebiyosai. The yesh biyach get, the zicha biyach get, so b'meilish, so she became ishtoi min ha-toira. V'hashti mistavra afalpi diktoni. Now it's good the afalpi. V'hochi koma. Afapi shechosa va'oma loy balti. Now he said loy balti. Vikala meima loy te boy get, elo chalitze, afelo hochi boy get. So that is pshat in the Afopi. That's how Rashi learns pshat in Rabashi. There's a shrekleche kashe that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The kashe is as follows. He says, Rashi says that Rabashi said he gave her a get lezikos. A get yaitzimit tachas yoda was a get lezikos. So that means, and that's why when it says koifanoiselach, it just says koifanoiselayabim, but he's not allowed to be meyabim because it's a get. He gave already a get lezikos. So now, let us learn the Baraisa. What does the Baraisa say? The Baraisa says, La'achar shloishim yoim, he says, Baalti, she says, Loi Baalto, is mevakshim imenu lachlis. We ask him, we believe him, that he was miyabim, la'achar shloishim. Fregen de rishonim afrashi, good, he was miyabim. But it's a chalitza psula. He first gave a get, and now he was miyabim. The halacha is achlitza psula needs chalitza. It's a biya psula. I'm sorry. It's a biya psula. If he first gave a get lezikosoi, and then he says baalti, and we'll believe him baalti, fine. So he was boiled after a get. So it's a biya psula. If it's a biya psula, so now she needs chalitza. So why does it say in the beraisa mevakshim imenu lachlitz? We only request from him chalitza. What do you mean request from him chalitza? You have to force him to give chalitza. She's still a skuke. After l'fid v'orecha, she's a skuke. We know you gave her a get l'zikosa, and you say you will miyabim later, fine. But she still needs chalitza. This is a shrekleche kasha that the Rishonim ask on Rashi. The Achronim, the Ashres Yaakov, the Ochlaner, one of them for Rashi, that this Baraisa is going according to Rab Nechemya. Rab Nechemya holds that a Biya Psula doesn't need Chalitza Achrof. Ein Acha Biya Psula Klum. The Baraisa, no, it's a Baraisa, it's going according to Rab Nechemya. That means that on the Baraisa, it's a halbe tzore. Because Bemison, Rashi said this on the Mishnah also. Rashi said it on the Mishnah, Rashi says, Ravashi is a kimt on the Mishnah, V'get yevomin yoitzi mitachas yodo, kidomeforish bigmore, V'u oimer ba'alticha v'dayecho beget, I don't have to give you a chalitz anymore, v'dayecho beget, mustama means, I'll give you a new get, but, Koifen oisai lachloitz. Dine menis lachalamid yoim is mevakshim emenu. So if it's speaking about a get yevomim yoitzim itachas yodo, so why is it in the Mishnah shver? To say a star Mishnah is like Rab Nechemya, that already is very shver. A barais like Rab Nechemya is a halbetzor, but a star Mishnah like Rab Nechemya, that's a problem. So this is Akasha and Rashi. There's a mu'uyim deke ritve that says that's choylik on Rashi, and says a different pshat in the Gemara. But the pshat that the ritve says in the Gemara is chidushe chidushe. Let me just say over what the ritve says. Lemaise, that what Ravashi says, shenoson lo get lezikosoi, and speaking about that, he gave her a get lezikosoi. That's what she says. He says it was a get lebiyosoi. Now let us explain. She has the get. He gave her a geherige get. A real get, which is good for issues. It's not such a get if you give to a yevome, that'll passel her also. He gave her a get. He gave her a geherige get. Now, the shaila is, when did he give her the get? Now, he says, spoken after Shloishim, he says he was boiled up, And he gave her the get. Gave her the get after the beer. He was miyabim her. This is her get. He's finished with her. He's nothing but to do anymore. That's what he says. So finished. She's mutter l'shuk. She says, he never was boiled me. So lefi dvoreho, this is a get l'zikosai. So this get, all the get did that he can't be miyabim me, but... he wasn't boiled, but he can't be miyabmi because this get is a get lizikosai. So I need chalitze. Fine. Zokte bereise, tzricho get vachalitze. Now, frekte ritve, now this doesn't make sense. What's a tzricho get vachalitze? According to him, he gave already, he was miyabum her, and he gave the get after the yibum. According to her, so I mainly don't have to give a get for the ishus, because he gave her get after, this is the get, he gave the get after the ishus. According to her, he never was miyabum her. And the baraisa says, tzricha get, v'chalitza, she needs a get, al biyosoi. Now that doesn't make sense. Zukta Ritva amoyre de kechidish. Zukta Ritva pshat is as follows. He said he was boil her. Do we believe him? Yes. He's nemon, it's lachash loishim. He says he was boil her. So yes, anamonis. So that's the fact we put on record. We know klo he was boil her. Now, let us ask our question, and just answer us what we're asking you. Did he give you a get after beer, yes or no? So she says, no, he didn't give me a get. He would, that was violent. Don't talk. Did he give you a get after beer? No. Finished. So Memele, so now Bezen moves in. We combine all our facts. We know Klo, he was boiler. She said she did not get a get after his beer. So Shav Yanavsh, and we know he was boiler, that he is a demonist. So she is not permitted to get married till she'll get a get from him. That's Shav Yanavsh. I, she said, he never was, that's irrelevant what she said, he never was boiler. But that we don't believe her. He is a demonist, he was boiler. So that is taken for granted. He was boiler. And she said she never got a get after the beer. That's what she said. So memele tzricha get al tshavi yenavsha. She needs a get and she needs chalitza. So moire di kechidish that we combine her shav yenavsha with his namonis, even though no one said such a thing. I mean, that's a moiridike ritva. That's how the ritva wants to say pshat na gemore. Zog te gemore weiter. Hanu shneim moidim de osu lekami de rove. What does Rashi say? Shneim moidim shaloi nivalo. Umi ikora oma baalti. That means, first he had said, and someone's talking about after Shloishim, and he said that, first he said Baalti, then later he says Loi Baalti, and she says Loi Nivalti, and they came to Rove. Omalu Rove, Chalutzu lo, Vishoru lo Tigro. Give her Chalitza. Both of you say now, Loi Nivalti. So give a chalitza, finish. Omale Rav Shrevye l'rove, v'otanya tzriche get v'chalitza. The Baraisa says you need a get v'chalitza. What are you telling me? You need the chalitza sufficient. You need a get. Whatever the lomdus is, you need a get v'chalitza. Omale, so he told him, so he told him, Itanya. Oh, I didn't know this. You're telling me the Baraisa says you need a get. I'm sorry. So you need a get also. Yeah. Boy, minay. I mean, it's very interesting gemara over here. That means they came to ask Rava Shaila. Rava did not know the Baraisa, so he paskin, you need chalitza. They told him the Baraisa says fakel, so you need a get also. No, the Baraisa says, when it was a bazundra ashgoche protis, Rava who did not know the Baraisa, so Baruch Hashem, when they asked him the Shaila, someone was there to tell him that there's a baraisa for kelt and your psak. They said, look, there's a baraisa, so 100%. I was unaware of the baraisa. Boy minei hoin berei de Rav Nachman mid Rav Nachman. Hoin, the son of Rav Nachman, es Rav Nachman ashayla. Tzoroso mahu. What is the din with the tzorim? Tzoroso mahu, yevomo zlotzi rashi, yevomo shekonsa hayovom. The yovom was koinisa, v'niftero tzoroso. No, so the din is if you meyabim the yevome, so the tzoro is potter. V'omro yevomo la'achaz man, loy nivalti. Now the Yevoma says, La'achaz man, L'chayrech. La'achaz man, she said, after the Knesset, we'll see, La'achaz man, he was Kainasa, let's say, Shchaydish Ado, and later, she said, 10 days later, she says, Lo Nivalti, or 40 days later, she said, Lo Nivalti. Mahu le'oso tzoroso mitnei diburo shelzu. What's with the tzore? Is the tzore permitted to get married? We were under the impression, he was miyabim the yevomet. And now all of a sudden, a time later, and the Yevama says, you know, he never was boil me. I got news for you. That was the Shaila. Omalei, v'chimi pnei sh'onu koifin u'mevakshin teyoso tzora. So let's see what Rashi says. Mipnei sh'onu koifin u'mevakshin litzorcho. The ihi shavisa lenafshech tiche di isure, nesro tzoroso, tzoroso vadi loy mitzro, de chazoka koinese se isha boil la alta. Now this is amboruyim dike Rashi, which Rashi is very bekitzer, but Tosfos explains Rashi, and then we'll see moire dike chidush. Let's take v'chi mitnei she'onu koifin u'mevakshin. Koifin means when are we koifa an chalitze toich lamed. When are we mevakish an chalitze la'acha lamed. Then we mevakish an chalitze. And the Gemara said, let's first talk about mevakshin, and then we'll talk about koifin. Mevakshin means, so Lochair is speaking about, that he was Koines HaRish Chedesh Ado. 40 days later, the Yevoma wakes up and says, you know, he never was boil me yet. It's 40 days later. And, so what's the Locha? We come to Bezdin, he says, Balti, she says, Loi Balti, fine. And, so Bezdin says, no, you can't get married. He told us to the Yevoma, Shabbat Yenafshech Tichad Yisur, you can't get married. He said he wasn't boil. We don't believe you. He's nemon to say Balti after for 30 days. So we request from him, but please give her chalitza. Good, you say you were boiled, but listen, please give her chalitza. Now, so on this case, we can understand the Loshana Gemara. Good, She says, Leibalti, La Halacha, we don't believe her. After 30 days, we believe him. So, Memele, Shav Yanav Shechtichet Isura, look after yourself. You have an amonis that you need Chalitza. Fine, we'll be an intermediary for you. We'll ask the Yavam, please give a Chalitza. But the Tzor is alighten because of your Shav Yanav Shech. We assume he was boiled after 30 days. That's beautiful. That's v'chi mipnei sha'onu mevakshin nasa maise. Beautiful. Now let's go a little further. V'chi mipnei sha'onu koifin nasa maise. Now what's the case of koifin? So the koifin is that the story was teich loishin. He was miyavim ha roish chaydish ador. So miyavim ha roish chaydish ador. 10 days later, she comes. He was kindness ha roish chaydish ador. So we were under the assumption it was finished. It was miyavim ha finished. 10 days later, she comes and says, "Nishkishtoygen, nishkifloygen." He never was miyavim me. He was kindness. Never was miyavim me. So there the halacha is, we believe her. We believe her that what? That he wasn't miyabma, koifin. So the Gemara says, we believe her. That she says he wasn't miyabim, so we believe her to force him. But that doesn't mean that he wasn't miyabma. So Rashi says, look at Rashi says, Rashi says, the chazokah, kindness, as Saisha boil out. If he was kindness, all these things were only intermediaries for her. She says that he wasn't miyabma, mitzvah shloishim, will force him. That's l'toy vosa. But that's not a birur in the etzim shayla. In the etzim shayla, we have a chazokah. If he was kindness, Isaiah was miyabma, so legabi the tzore, no shayla whatsoever. Legabi the tzore, no shayla whatsoever. So Taisvis asks a moira de kekashe. This one's a different shat ligamah, but I just want to say what Taisvis kashe is. We had, so it says a moira de kezach. It says a zach that, that means even the Balas Dova alone, she says, Loi Nivalti, but that's nothing. La Loche, we have a Chazoke, Kivin She Konso, is Zichel was Miyabma. Zichel Miyabma. We heard before, He Oimeres Nivalti, Vuhu Oimer Loi Baalti. So here the din was that she doesn't need chalitza. But Rashi says it's after shloishim. So from Rashi would seem, let's learn this Rashi. Rashi says, this time it was after shloishim, lemukimine shanavshi. She says nivalti, he says loibalti. So she doesn't need chalitza. If he wants to give her a get, let her give her a get, kizuntai, but she says balti, but it's after shloishim. If the same story would be, if she would say Nivalti and he would say Loiba Alti Toich Shloishim, she needs Chalitza. Only after Shloishim you believe her that is Baalti. But Toich Shloishim you don't believe her. And here she's saying Befeish Baalti. And the Tzore, who doesn't, and she's saying, Loi Baalti, and the Tzore doesn't know anything, you say the Tzore's allowed to get married. It's a chazoke. So Meir de Kekashe, that Taisus has San Rashi. And Taisus has a different Shan de Gemara because of this. Let us go further. We had in the Mishnah, Haneideres Anoa Miyevomet. Let us just see the safe of the mission. Anideres hanomi yevome bechaye bailo. She made a neder that she's not to have a nor, the yom is not to have a nor from her, bechaye bailo. Koifin oisoi sheyach leitzlo. So, So later, when her husband dies, we force him to give her chalitza. Why? Because we say she had no intentions of being mafkia mitzvah sibum. She didn't know that her husband was going to die. So Mamela, she stamase made a neder because stamase she was angry with the yovo. So Mamela, when the husband dies, so he can't come with a time. I want to make yibum. Because of you, I can't make yibum. It's not her fault. I mean, she made the neder because she made the neder very innocently, and now maybe he can't make yibum. It's there's a neder. So if she made the neder after her husband died, so now we see Klor, her whole intent is to prevent the Yobam from making Yibum, is Mevakshim imenu sheyachletzlo. I mean, he tells her, I mean, who told you to make a neder? I want to make Yibum. You don't want Yibum? Okay, so suffer. I won't give you chalitza. Mevakshim imenu. But if we know that Bishas, Bechaye Baila, we know Klo, she made the neder with the intent that when her husband will die, that the Yovan shouldn't be Miyabim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now we're going to speak about a Mishnah in the Dorim, and then later we're going to come back to our Mishnah. Tanan Hosom, we learned a Mishnah in the Dorim that says as follows. Borishoyne, in the beginning, Hoyu Oimrim Shalish Noshim Yoitzois V'noitlois Ksube. Three women, the husband has to give them a get, and they get a Ksube. What are these three women? Ha'imeres Tmeya Aniloch. Woman number one, she was an Ashes Kayin, and she comes home to her husband, with tears streaming down her face. Someone was ma'anis me. So I'm also to you. Who says she's telling the truth? I mean, Shabi Nafshech Tichadisu, she says, someone's ma'anis her. We'll see. So my mail, what should we do? Is Yaitzis. If I can't, he has to give her a get. And she doesn't lose a ksuba because of this, because, it's not her fault. Someone was malice. Case number one. Case number two. Hashemayim beini lebeinoch. So we'll see Rashi learns pshat that she's coming and tining. Her husband is not boil her. He's not boyalah, so he's not doing the chiyuvim that are mutal on the husband. She comes to Bezdin. We also believe her. So we tell him, Herzach zu Rabit, you don't do your shibudim, give her a get, and then you give her a ksube. Case number three, Nitule ani mine Yehudim. She made a neder that is not one yid that is permitted to have hanor from me. And that means, in other words, she asa tashmish on everyone. That means no one's allowed to have any anor from us, so no one is allowed to be boyal. So let us read between the lines. So what is pshat in this? So pshat in this is, we see from this, that tashmish is koshalo. It's very difficult for her. And we see that it's very difficult for her. She made a neder that no one is allowed to have anor from her. So that means that if her husband will give her a get, she won't get married again. She's a tulani min Yehudim. So we see Tashmish is very difficult for her. No, a woman who we have such a yichocha that Tashmish is difficult for her. So we tell the husband, so all these three cases, we tell the husband, please give her a get. Yoitzis, I mean, and then v'noitlis ksube, it's not her fault. Fine. That was the Mishnah Rishayna. Chazru Loima, but later it seems that the Chazal saw that the Doiris were not as honest as they were before. Shaloitei isha neisenes eineo ba'acher makalkeles al baila. This is, if all of a sudden we'll believe these women, so what'll be, she wants to get rid of her husband, she fell in love with another person, so she has a new way what to do, she has a new way to get rid of her husband, she comes and says, he's a kohen, she'll say, t'mei ani lo, she'll say, Ashimayim Beini Abeinuch, she'll say, Natul Anim and Ayudim, and finished, and Bezin will tell him, give her a get, so get a ksubin, fatik. So, they saw, we can't believe her. Ella, ha'aymeres t'mei aniloch tovi raya lidvoreh. You say t'mei aniloch, if you'll prove it, it's good. If not, we don't believe you. Finish. You go back to your husband. Hashemayim beini lebeinoch, you say your husband is not mishamish with you. Yasu derech bakoshe. We'll see what this means. Rashi, netulani mina Yehudim. If she made a neder that no yid is permitted to have anor from her, including her husband, yofer helkoi. So memela, this neder is negeya him. It's negeya the whole world also. So, what's negeya him, he'll be made for the neder, u'mishamat shtoyetein etula mina yudim. So, these three alochis, which were, the alochi was in Bizman, the Mishnah Rishoyne, that we believed her, and we told him, yaitzi v'yivitol ksube, and these three alochis changed, shloite isha neisenes in erbach. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Eimeres t'meya aniloch, eishes koyin shomro lebailo nenasti. That someone was ma'anis me, de itzera olei, I'm also on you now. Uksubos olei mifsido. She doesn't lose the ksuba because of this, it's not her fault. Ubeishes koyin mekmini lo beperik basra de nidori. Hashemayim beini lebeincha, goli viyadua lefonov, t'rebein shalom vei she'eincha niskakli kederech neyodo. You're not niskakli like a husband should. Ve'ein ish eid loichir bein shneino. There's no one that can be made at this. And t'rebein shalom knows. Hashemayim beini lebeinoch. What's doing beini lebeinoch? Netulani mina Yehudim nodrohi sheloiti boila Yehudim, that she shouldn't be nivul from any yid. Mita osra nafshe akuli alme. So since she asked herself on the whole world, shma mino tashmishkoshelo, that vanusei, that it's very difficult for her if she makes such a net. Lefikach they tell us ksubit, so ksubosa, so. She can't remain an isha, the shibudim of isha, she can't be mekayim. So, but it's not her fault, so you give her a get, an eksuba. But then, chazal so neisen seineo ba'acher, b'teilech lemokim she'ein makirim bo, u'benidro v'tinos. But the third case with a neder, I mean, there's a neder, listen, so she'll go to a place where no one knows about the neder, and finish v'tinos eloi. And this was a very easy way to get rid of her husband. So we told in the first case, if she says to me aniloch, she has to bring a ray. Vim lav, and if she doesn't bring a ray, loy kol kemino de osra nafshele. If you don't bring a ray, so, you're not who says that, your nemon does renav shalel. Now, this aloche, the Ran in Seif Nedorim asks Amore de Kekashe. The Ran asks like this. She says to me, Anilok, she says, I'm also to you. Now, there's an amonis of Shadya Navshech Tichadi Surah, which is another.
So the Ran in Nedorim asks Akashe, by this case, that she says to me aniloch, she is an emonet, shav yinafshech tichadi surah. She's also, another, the other learn shav yinafshech is an emonet minatayre, that she says she's also to him. So how are you telling her? I'm afraid maybe you're saying a lie. fine. We shall tell them Yechoshit Bekshere, we're not Yechoshit Bekshere. But Al Kaponim, he can't have, if I know I'm also to him, how could you tell me? And I have an amonis to say I'm also to him. So the Ran in the Dorim brings down three terutim on this kasha. It's not a posha de kasha. One teres, the Ran says, Yesh koich lachachomim laka dova mina toire, afilo bekum vasei, als mig de milse. That means we can't have this, that women should be minemon to say tamei anilach, because then they'll become a hefkevel. So we say, you go back to your husband. Ay, lefid voreo, she's even nisa de reise, she's also the husband. Yeshkechom lakadova minatoyre, lemigdel milse, just like Eliyo Bahara Kalma was also lemigdel milse. He went and he was makriv kobonis mechutz anabome. It was lemigdel milse. He lemigdel milse is also mutter. So, where the kechidish that you could do this for, this is a halacha ledoyres, they were matter. Eliyo and Nova Bahara Kalma was once. The Ran doesn't like this. A second mahalach the Ran brings down that kol the mekadish adaita the rabbona mekadish, and if she will tell her husband tmeya nilach, so then will be oike the kedushin. So it comes out she never was married to him. So it comes out she never became. So she was only a pnuya. So she never became osa to him. So she's mutter to him. Finished. They were oike the kedushin. Frek the Ran, but it's also not so poshut. That is only if lefid voreo a kosher was ma'anisa. So we say you never was married, so you didn't become a zayne. But if she said her mamza was ma'anisa, so what happens then? So filu she wasn't married, she still lost it to the husband. So it's also not too good. And the Ran himself says a teretz. He says, she's not Nemon to begin with. The Medina ain't her Isha Nemenis Loima Tmeya, Lavkiya Atzma Mi Bailo Shehimishu Bedesloi. Shavi Enavshe Chetiche De Isura means if it's Noigeya me, so I can say this is also for me. But if you're stepping on your husband's toes, you're saying that that I'm also to him, and by saying that you're mafkiya yourself for my your mishubit, you don't have any nemonis legabi him. If you're mishubit him and you're saying you have no nemonis whatsoever. Now in the beginning they believed her. The lav de kush de kamra loyhosim is alzelus batzma. They thought, listen, but good, she doesn't have nemonis mikaradin, but if this wouldn't have been true, a woman would not have the to be meant to say such a statement that someone was ma'anis. So mistam, it's true. Not she is a teiris namonis. Chazal believed her because even though there's no mikel aloch. But when they saw already that it's getting half kiss or finished, then they say, then they said, we go me'iker adin, and me'iker adin, you don't have any nemonis. He says, so from this third teretz of the Ran, we see the nemonis of shavya nafshe chetiche disure is only a nemonis when it only touches her. So legabi her chumris, legabi her yisurim, she has an nemonis. But this Issa she'll be stepping on someone else's toes, and she's meshubetiyana, she doesn't have any nemonis whatsoever. And Dachsim in the Loshin of Rashi also seems like the third teretz of the Ram. Tavi raya lidvoreho, v'im lav, and ona raya, and without a raya, loy kol kiminodos chanav she olay, she doesn't have any nemonis to ask herself on him. Okay, that was by Tmei Anilach. Yasu derech bakosh. What if she said a shemayim beini lebeinach? So Rashi says, liver, we ask him, please be boyolo, lisnaig bo minig yofer. We'll go over to him and we'll ask him, he should be a better husband. Fine. In the Tulani mina Yehudim, he'll be made for chelkoi. You don't believe her that Tashmis is koshalo. She made a neder. The neder was chal with the neder. Some of the neder speaking about that she assed all the people on her. So he'll be made for that neder. Lagabi his, but negay him will be made for the neder. Yeah. Iboyilahu. That's the mission in the door. Iboyilahu. Netule ani mina Yehudim. Liyavom mahu. Mimaska adaito de mayis bailo venofla kame yavom eloi. Now, Rashi is a very interesting shot in the Gemara. Liyavom mahu. Mi asire liyavom mipnei neder ze shenodro b'chaye bailo oloi. When she said netula ani mina Yehudim, so she asked all the Yehudim on herself, did she ask the Yavam also? Now what's the shaila? He's a echetayid, the Yavam. What's the shaila? So Rashi says as follows. Mimaska adaita demayis bailo b'loi bonim. Did she think when she made the neder that her husband is going to die without children? V'nofla kami yovo. V'nodra nami adaita didei. So when she made the neder, she had in zinim to include the yovam also because she realized there's a possibility. Let's say, she's ontlach. She really means it, that Tashmis is koshalo, and she wants to show a point that she made a neder that she's not a man law from anyone. She's asking herself, the dem on her, is memele, she documented. Now, but did she think that the yavam will die? Her husband will die. V'nofla kami yoda. V'nodra nami adaita didei. And so when she made the neder, she wanted to make sure that no one should be able to be boil her. Now, like this, the yavam doesn't fall into question. The yavam will never be boil her. She's aishas ochit. But if she was masi gadaito that aishas ochit, but we know things can happen. The husband can die without children, and he might be miyabma. So memele. So when she made the neder, she meant to include him also. He's also a potential boil if the husband will die without children. Ubaaloi hofer elolechelkoi. The baal was only made for his chelik. That's what he can be made for. The yavam nami lemotza made for. And the yavam can't be made for this nether. Shafilu baal ain't a made for bekoidmin. Afilu a baal cannot be made for a nether which was made before he was a husband. So the yavam can be meifa, and therefore vasur aloi. Eloi asko adaito. She never thought that this would occur. Loi nodrozu elolese atzmo al kol mishimeteres leidei gerushe bailo. She never thought that to include the yavam in her neder. Because the yavam shall ever become mutter to the yavam. The yavam is she's an aishas och to the yavam. She only had kavone to asa all the men who would become mutter to her if her husband gives her a get, and she wants to show her husband she really means what she's saying, that tashmis is koshala. So when she said netula ani mina Yehudim, she means all Yehudim that could become mutter to me, when you'll give me a get, I'm making a neder. Nutul ani men yehudim. Le nodra zu el leser atzmo al kol mi shemoter esloy adei gerishu baylo. Lohof is daite shel bal to comfort her husband. Shelo yach shedeno b'nei senes einel b'yach. You shouldn't think that she, the whole reason is she wants to marry someone else. Kedei she yisratza legarsha. So therefore, she made an edit to show him she means business. She really, Tashmis is Koshlon. Therefore, she's answering all people who, if he'll give her a get, she won't be able to marry them. To prove that, her point, that she, by really Tashmis is Koshlon. Aval ayovom sha'asura loivayim edits. But the yovom, that the, she's also to the yovom saibasai, she never had kavone to ask herself on the yovum. Umateres loy imeis baylo, veloy girsha. So memele, when she made the neder, she only made the neder on the men who she thought it would be negeya to ask her, who would become mutter to her if they get baylo. So on these people she made the neder. But she never thought that the yovan would become mutter to her, because she didn't think that this would occur. Her husband would die without children and she'd fall. Even that she didn't think. So memele, so the neder was not koilo the yovan. So memele, if the husband died, she'll be mutter to the yovan. Or maybe not. Maybe she was mechaven the tulanim in the yehudim. She thought. I mean, the yavam also we have to take care of. What'll be if doesn't will die without children? So she was thinking about that. She was a royes anoilet, and when she made the nether, she had kavone to answer herself on the yavam also. That's the shaila of the gemara. Let's see again the Gemara. Iboyilu, netulani min Yehudi. The Yov amar, did she have intentions to ask herself on the Yov? Mi maska adaito, did she think the mayis baila, her husband, might die? Venofla kame Yovo, and she'll fall to the Yov. So Mamela, when she made the nether, she had kavona to include the Yov. Ayloi, is Rav Omar Yovom Enei Kebal. Rav says the Yovom is not like her husband. She wanted to ask her husband. She wanted to ask her all other people, but not the Yovom. The Yovom, because she didn't think Bechlal, that by the Yovom will be Negeya, that he'll be able to be Boyola, because there's Eishes Och. So she never asked herself to the Yovom. Ushmuel Omar, Yovom Areyu Kebal. No, that means she did think about it, and when she made the neder, she heard the Netulanim in Yehudim, she meant to include the Yovom also. Omar Abai, so we have a machloikis, how far-sighted or near-sighted this issue was when she made the neder. Omar Abaye Kevosei Derav Mistavra Mistome. She wasn't far-sighted. She didn't look so far. This Nam, we learned in our Mishnah, Haneideres Hano Meyevomo Bechaye Bailo. We learned in the Mishnah, if she made a neder, Koifen Oisoi Sheyachleitz. We force him to give her chalitza. Bim Isa the Maska Adaita, if you'll say that she already thought there's a possibility I might fall a yibum, is Mavakshimi boy like? So why do you force him? Let him say. She wanted to ask herself on me, so let her suffer. Are you gonna force me to give chalitza? So we see Fakir that she's very short-sighted. She never thought about such a thing. She never thought about Yibo. It's Mavakshimi boiling. And it says Koifin. So we see she's short-sighted. So Mamela Zaraya Terav and Akasha and Shmuel. sagt der Gemara, hoche b'mayas kinen b'isha sheyesh leibon. Na, the Mishnah is speaking about a woman that had children, the kulei hai leimaska daite. That means, that's true. She should think such a calamity should occur, that her children should die, and her husband should die, and she'll fall a yibum to the yavam, that taka she's short-sighted. Avol ein labonim, but the machloikis, Rav Shmuel, is speaking about by ein labonim. She doesn't have any children, so then there's only one possibility. Who'll die first? There's no children ever. Will her husband die first? Or will her brother-in-law die first? I mean, that's something to think about. So Mamela, so there Shmuel says, she thought about it. She thought the baby, her husband, is going to die first. And Mamela, so when she made the nether, she made the nether for the oven also. So the Gemara says, so let's see, Aval ein lo bonim mai mevakshim, then the loch is mevakshim. Sa'adetoni im niskavno lekach. Afilu b'chayi b'ayla mevakshim en ishel yachlitz lo. So why does the Mishnah have to differentiate? Im niskavno lekach, not niskavno lekach. Liv legvelisni b'dido. Let's speak about the same case. When is the aloche koifenoisoim? Sheyesh labonim, avalein labonim mevakshim, elashma mino, loishna yesh labonim, veloishna ein labonim, koifenoisoi, that she doesn't think that, she's very short-sighted, she doesn't think that will be negeya yibun. Kirav, Shma Mino, Sotzaraya Terav. Let us see Rashi. Einikibau, so Rav said, Einikibau, she itzorch lohofa kibau, adaiti de bau nodro, betzorch lohofa. Avol yovam buteres b'loyefo, because she never meant to ask herself on the yovam. Mevakshim iboy lady kolameima lohochi ichavno. Then it should say mevakshim. If you say she thinks about misas abau, let us see the last tosfos. Iboylu nutulani min yehudim mal leyovam perish bekunteres. So Rashi says, Pshat, mi asura liyovom mishum neder ze, de maska adaito de misbailo, v'nofle kamei v'asura loy, eloi maska adaito loyosra navsha ayov. V'koshe l'ri al perushoy, so l'ri asks on Rashi's Pshat, de pshite, the osra nafsha akola yehudim. It's a very modern pshat, Rashi says. She says, netulanim in a yehudim. And Rashi says, you have to read between the lines. It means the yehudim that, if the husband will give a get, so be muta, those yehudim she means. The other yehudim she doesn't mean. Merdek modne. She said, netulanim in yehudim. So it means all yehudim. Voit, my ene kebal. What did Rav say? She didn't mean to ask him. So he's not like the Baal. Ain't the kishar of the miboyle? Why do you have to say he's not like the Baal? He's not, she asked herself on all other people. He's not like all other people. He's different. Maiko mashmami no koifen kirav. Veloi hi muteres loi. Now, what's the third kasha? The third kasha is Amrdike kasha. According to Rav, we say she never had intentions to aser on the yovel. That's what Rav said. The yovel, she didn't have intentions to aser on the yovel. So memele. So, so faktachtois v'sof she according to so you say the Mishnah is a raya to rab since it says koifen oisoi. So it's a raya that Rav said that she didn't. Why is it koifen? The koifen of the Mishnah is because she was innocent. She wasn't thinking to be mafkiya yibum. That's why it's koifen. Araya to Rav. That's the raya to Rav. But the tois was according to Rav, the nether wasn't chal bechlal on the yovum. So why is koifen? They say lachlet. She's mutter to him. That's tois was kasha. The Ritzvah says a very poshut to Teretz, is a moiridik achilik between Rav and the Mishnah. The Mishnah, she said, Natula animin ha-Yehudim, that she's asking the Yehudim on her. Fine. Now we're calling a shayla, which Yehudim does she mean to ask? Does she mean to ask the Yehudim which will become mutter with a get? That means not the Yavam, or does she mean the Yavam also because she knows there's a possibility that she might become mutter to the Yavam also. Fine. So there, the words Netula Anim in Yehudim McLean, is it Koilo the Yavam? Is it not Koilo the Yavam? So Rav says it's not Koilo the Yavam because she knows she's also side by side to the Yavam and she can't see so far. So the Gemara brought a raya to Rav from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that when she made a neder to ask herself on the Yavam, so Lemaise, and then the husband dies, so it's Koifen. Koifen lies. Why is it Koifen? If she wanted to ask herself, it's a raya. She was very innocent. She was to be mystic. But in the case of the Mishnah, Zichah the nether was chal on the yom. She made a beferish a nether. She made a nether. Ha nederes ha no mi yivome. She asked ha no. I clarified that she asked the tashmish. If she asked ha no, so she asked everything already. I mean, she asked ha no. She's not going to. Taisvah seems to learn. She asked ha no, but she didn't ask the tashmish because tashmish will never be negay. It is aishasoch. But the Ritva wants to say, no, Rashi held, in the case of the Mishnah, she asked it, Hano. So, she's asking Hano already, she won't gribble and say, this Hano, yeah, this Hano, this. She asks all Hano already. So that's what I want for this Kasha. Okay, Niru Leforish to me, Boilei, Shai was like this. Imaska Daite Lesa Navshe Al Hayovo. Did she want to ask herself on the Yovim? Mevakshin lachloitz, and will be mevakshin lachloitz. Hashem alay also saw kedei lesser atzma aliyavomet kamoi al baylo. When she said netula, she zicha asked everyone. She said netula ni min ayehudim. But the shaila is legabi chalitza. Imas kadai to lesser nafshal ayovo. So memeila mevakshin lachloitz. Hashem alay also saw kedei lesser atzma aliyavomet kamoi al baylo. She wanted to ask herself on baylo. She didn't want to ask herself on yavomet. But come around. Yovam einei kibal. Lemaska daite lesa atma yevome kemoi al bailo. Lechen koifen shiachlitz lo. Shmuloma yov nareil kibal. Mavakshin shiachlitz. Lemaska daite lesmer asma al yevomo. Kenira li ike lefi shita zuh.